Dropping part two, people. Yeah. Same crowd still here. Haven't changed the cast for part two. We didn't mention our charity event Saturday night. Seems so long ago.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Tommy's Bar for Richard Sanchez, otherwise known to your friends as Sanchez. You know, they've raised over $55,000, which is amazing.
That's incredible.
I mean, you don't know how small the group of people is that really were involved in this.
Yeah,
the podcast certainly helped, and thanks to everybody. We did puff the number up on GoFundMe. It was at about 18,000. I think it was something like 25,000, 26,000 the next day. It's a lot of dough. I mean, it's just a little basement podcast, but I'll tell you what, we can still do some really good things, and very encouraging. A lot of you were nice enough to go out there, including one fellow from Ann Arbor who won the... They had a 50-50 lottery deal.
Oh, yeah. Matt told me about him. Did you talk to him?
I did talk to him.
Oh, balls.
Yeah.
Is he a nice... Well, of course he's a nice guy, considering what he did.
Really nice guy. No, he and his buddy, his friend Brandon, raises pumpkins in Ann Arbor.
Raises them?
He grows them and sells them.
I was stunned at the
okay.
The
doesn't
phrase,
raise them.
Raises yeah, that's, pumpkins. That's,
okay, well,
I didn't know what that meant. He grows pumpkins.
He grows pumpkins. Yeah, I don't know why I say he raises pumpkins.
Cool.
I don't think he's teaching etiquette to pumpkins.
He takes care of them.
He's a farmer, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he does.
Where I want to know more about these guys.
I think he's more in the outer. I mean, obviously, there are not a lot of pumpkin growers in the center of Ann Arbor.
No.
But anyway, Brandon Wing and his buddy Andrew Geniac, I think it's how you say it, showed up, and they were having beers. Actually, I saw them outside when I first got there. And they had bought a bunch of tickets for the 50-50, and Andrew won, and he donated the money back to Sanchez. It was $790.
Wow.
So Matt gave him the Red Wings tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's got four tickets for the Red Wings and Penguins and a visit with Mickey beforehand. So, yeah, both guys, thanks for coming by. And all you guys, man, one guy came from Toledo. He's wearing a part one shirt.
Him and his brother. Yeah, he made the part one. When I saw it, the way he had his jacket opened, it said P-A-R-T. So I'm like, is this a Spartan shirt? It's a part one shirt he made. Those guys were great.
Yeah, they've been listening forever.
Ed was out.
Oh, Ed Grabow, yeah. Ed's got some great emergency room stories, and I said, Ed, have you been in the emergency room since I've seen you lately? No.
But his friend Ed, so.
Yeah, his buddy Brian, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed's just a always, fluke thing. He's got Crohn's, and I hope Brian's doing better. Sounds like he's fine, but I guess he had a real go-round.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was a huge success. Over 55,000 bucks down at Tommy's Detroit Bar and Grill, where I bet you they're busy as hell tonight because the Red Wings are opening up.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that.
We're winning big right now, too. I believe it's 3-0 last I saw.
Sweet. There were a couple things we mentioned in part one for part two, but I wanted to talk about the Cubs for a minute. The Cubs, who are tied 1-1, which is really not good, leaving Wrigley for three games out west.
Yeah, but Kershaw's going to get wins, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's gravy if you beat him.
Kershaw, though, you know, he's not always been a winner in the postseason. He's got a 3.06 ERA for the first six innings in his postseason and 28 after the sixth inning.
Okay.
So, I mean, his postseason numbers are – he's not like David Price. He's pitched some great games in postseason. He's had bad luck, though, in terms of winning and losing.
He's the best pitcher in the game.
No, I agree. I think you could almost go in that series expecting we're going to lose two games to Kershaw, or maybe we can hope to win one. But I tell you, the way he looked, and I thought he looked good in the first round, too.
Mm-hmm.
You may just have to pretty much, of course they're going to play the games, but I mean, chances are they may lose both games to Kershaw. So they got to find a way to beat just about everybody else they throw out there.
Yep.
It's not going to be an easy series.
That was a wild game yesterday, though. Yeah, well, sad in Saturday nights, too.
Saturday night was crazy, man. The managing, you know, walking the winning run to third base, with the idea being to push further into the order to force the Cubs to pinch hit for Chapman. And my Cubs friends were all texting me, but Chapman never pitches more than an inning. Well, he was going to, I guess. And the idea was he didn't want him to because he had some guys coming up who can't hit Chapman or don't hit Chapman.
Yeah, the idea that he would get a six-out save.
I still don't like the idea. Well, the game was tied, so he at least wanted to keep it even.
Or a six-out appearance.
Yeah.
But how weird is that, that doesn't work, and then or does work, doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
But then last night, it does work for the Dodgers when they bring Jansen in.
Yeah, yep. And, you know, with Jansen, to be honest, you know, they've got a day off.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you were going to use Jansen for extra innings, that was the game to do it.
His windup is so weird.
You know, it was cool seeing those clips of him as a catcher.
Yeah.
What a fucking arm.
From the Netherlands.
Oh, my God.
Catcher.
Yeah.
Well, he's not from the Netherlands, but he played on the Netherlands team. He's from one of those islands, but still.
Those were amazing clips. And, you know, that Saturday night game, when Blanton threw that pitch to Montero, the strike two pitch, I was like, oh, my God, that ball is right down the middle of the plate.
That made it 0-2?
The 0-1 pitch, yeah, that made it 0-2.
Yeah.
It was a slider that didn't slide.
Yeah, about 87 miles an hour.
Right, and I was like, wow, is he lucky Montero didn't crush that. And then he threw the same pitch.
Exact pitch in the same exact spot.
You can't throw that pitch on 0-2. Well, first of all, you can't ever throw that pitch, but you can't throw a strike down the middle of the plate on 0-2 against a major league hitter. You're going to get whacked, and man, did he kill that ball. Not to mention what Howard did on the next ball.
Yeah.
That home run to right. And then Bryant hit a double off the wall. He didn't have much. I was wondering, was Jansen available to get a batter out in that game one?
God, I don't remember.
Because I assumed he was, you know, he pitched 2 1/3 or something. He pitched over 2 innings in the last game of the first the NLDS.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Which one? The game 5?
The game Kershaw got the save?
Yes, that would have been
Jansen,
game 5.
Jansen pitched over 2 innings game. So I thought
maybe he wasn't
available. Yeah. I didn't know, or maybe just for a batter. But they never had him warming up or anything, so maybe he just wasn't available. But anyway, there were so many managing things in that game where you could second guess, which is part of the fun, I think, watching the game.
Well, you and I were talking about pulling Lester after 77
pitches. Yeah,
yeah. I still don't get that. You're up 2 and there's 2 outs and you're pulling them? For a pinch hitter at 77 pitches when he's cruizing?
That's a real tough one. You know,
I know they got a good pen, but wouldn't you rather have John Lester keep pitching?
Well, what I was saying was, and I agree with you, their pen isn't bad, but that's the part of their pen that if there's any concern, it's pre-Chapman.
Yeah.
And Lester was going
good,
really
though.
Strong.
That's a good pen.
I swear, though, I was listening to them talking on the, I don't know if it was the pregame show or maybe it was during the previous series, actually. They were talking about if the Cubs have a weakness, that's it. I don't even know if I'd call that a weakness.
That is not a weakness, no.
Actually, their weakness right now is they got two guys that are slumping terribly. Yeah. They're hitting under 200. Rizzo and Addison are 2 for 45.
Mm-hmm.
That's slumping. You know what's bad about a postseason slump is so many guys never come out of a postseason slump.
Well, you so rarely face a pitcher who's not very good to come out of the slump. I mean, you're facing good pitching every single game.
And you know what? The focus is on that slump. I mean, it's such a small window that what's becomes a slump, it might be 0 for 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just gets discussed so much, and the media will, you know, you get pounded after every game. There's so much media coverage and so much writing and talking and broadcasting about it. I think there's a lot of pressure when you hit a slump in postseason. I think it's hard to get out of it.
Yep.
And Rizzo and Addison, they don't look good either. They're not hitting the ball hard. It's not like they're just hitting it at people. So, I don't know. I think there's a lot of concern about the Cub lineup. But, you know, they've got a lot of options in that lineup. They got a lot of guys on the bench. And I don't know if they'll move Rizzo down. I mean, I would think about it. I think when a guy's in a slump in the postseason, I don't think there's anyone
to move
him down.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, you know, the theory is, oh, don't embarrass the guy or draw attention to it or humiliate him or hurt his confidence. In those games, I think you got to go in there. Just you have to win every game. You have to look at every game like it's the last game of your life, almost.
The guy that's becoming the big star, though, is Javier Baez.
Yeah,
not just at the plate, but running the bases and in his defense at second. You saw what he did with the double play that he let the ball drop.
Yeah, smart play.
Why is that not infield fly?
I think it should be infield fly.
Okay.
I think they should have called. They should call that infield fly because he could have caught that ball.
What is the, on the rule? What is the height limit?
You know, I don't know what the rule is on height limit. I think it's the umpire's discretion.
Call.
Yeah,
okay.
But I don't think they'll ever call it like that. I've never seen a ball like that called infield fly. Now, if it had been chest high and he dropped it,
yeah.
I think they might have called that.
What a smart play, though.
But, you know,
I mean, why not try that? If they're going to call it, then they're going to call it.
You know what might have been?
You get what you get with them.
You know, I thought about this. You know what might have been the smart play was for the runner on second base to stay on second base. because he was just about to throw it to second,
mm-hmm.
and maybe just stay there because they have the force at second, and then you're safe and there's no force. He'll have to get the double play to first base, and the runner's going full blown down.
He was never going to get him at first.
Yeah, that was going to be a very tough play no matter how they did it. Yeah, Rizzo was too far off the base.
Yeah.
That's right. But what do you do? I mean, it just, I think it's a very tough situation for the base runner. Anyway, that series is looking very interesting. And I don't know who the Game 3 starters are. Is Arrieta? Wait. Yeah, Arrieta's got to start Game 3, right?
Would think so.
Yeah. And the Dodgers, I'm not sure who's going for the Dodgers. But the Dodgers have a good starting pitching staff, generally speaking. The Dodgers have a good staff.
And then the game tonight that's currently going on has had
some blood.
Some interesting things happen, because in the first inning, Bauer got yanked, which he was supposed to start game two. He cut his hand open on a drone, which, what a bizarre accident.
What the fuck are you doing?
Did you see his press conference, him talking about it?
I did not, no.
He said he was plugging it in, plugging the battery in to charge it up like he's done thousands of times, and it was one of those quad rotors.
Yeah.
Three of them didn't move, but one just started whirling. And my thought was, well, where's your hand when it does that if you're plugging it in? That's what I didn't understand about it.
How embarrassing to have to talk about that at a press conference.
Oh, I know.
To the whole world, to basically say, yeah, I'm the idiot that cut my hand right before my start.
So he had, 10 stitches put in, and he starts pitching the first inning. I believe he gave up a hit and then a walk.
I got to tell you, I'm shocked that he's pitching tonight with 10 stitches.
Well, he's out now.
I know, but I mean,
bleeding all over the place.
What a bad idea that was.
Leading his blood. And then, of course, Otero comes in and gives up a run, so now that game's tied. So who knows how it's going to end.
I want Toronto to get back in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good series.
Joey and I were talking about that. There's something about that team that's really likable to me.
I like Toronto, too. I mean, their lineup can just be vicious, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fans are wild. They charged that guy through the bottle.
And now they have to pour the beer into cups.
Because of one jackass.
But it happened last year, too. Remember that baby?
Oh, that's right.
Baby got hit by a beer in game 5.
I forgot about that. Nice hitting a baby with a beer.
I know. Well, that baby was given the,
Yeah, the baby was being a real asshole, I heard.
Yeah, he was a Rangers fan.
Yeah.
That baby was talking shit to Tulo.
And, babies, they have so much fun at baseball games. They love giant crowds. They love the noise.
He's taking their baby to game 5.
I know. They do make you use a ticket for that, don't they? For a playoff game?
Oh, God, that's a great question. I doubt it, Drew.
They probably don't, and they should, to get the fucking babies out of the park.
You know what?
I'm chucking a bottle at somebody, I don't want it to hit a baby.
I think it... I know it's the baby's fault.
Don't make it worse than it already is by making me hit a fucking baby.
But yeah,
bad enough I hit a cop.
Every other sporting event, you need a ticket, no matter how old the kid is, except for baseball. Like Tigers games, if they're under 3, they get in for free. But I don't know if that's applicable for the playoffs.
They should not let kids under 3 in for free, because that just encourages more people to bring little kids.
What's wrong with that?
They don't know what the hell's going on. Does Charlotte have fun at a game?
Does Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have the Ferris wheel and stuff. I guess that's what that's for.
She loves paws.
But a baby. Oh, she loves paws. Of course she loves paws.
She always, when she sees them like in a, a magazine or whatever, she's like, that's paws. She loves paws.
She remembers paws, huh?
I don't think she's ever met him either. So if she ever meet, her mind is, her little tiny brain is going to be blown someday if she ever meets paws.
Hey, Jay, what were you going to say, Jay?
I was just going to say, did I ever tell you the time that I caught paws and the Lions mascot? They were in the back room. They had their...
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that. Yeah. That's a good story.
Did their heads off?
They were... It was during one of the parades downtown.
Paws and Rory both?
Rory, yeah.
They're making out. Their heads off.
they're thinking the same thing.
They were at the same, it was a parade for downtown. That's why they were both out at the same time. And they were in, I'm trying to remember which building I went into. But I went in there and they were both around a corner. And I come around the corner and they got caught because they were both talking to each other. Out loud.
Did you go, like you just walked in on two people?
I was like, oh my God. And then,
tell something I wasn't supposed to see.
You would have rather walked in on Paws beating off.
beating Rory off?
Yeah.
We come around the corner and they both saw that they were caught. They instantly threw their heads back on and went into character.
Ridiculous.
Waving and doing all this stupid shit.
Well, here's the best.
Jay, come on, Jay. You're a little older than 5. Exactly. Are you really that worried about it?
5.
Oh, my God. This man's going to think we're not real.
The best thing is that Joey used to be Paws' assistant back in the day.
Wait, back.
Did you know what? That? Yeah, you didn't know Joey was Paws' personal assistant.
How intense was that for a job?
I just remember one thing I took away was that the dude put baby powder over his whole body, and he was black. So, and he had dreads. So it, God, it was just so odd because he just literally would be dumping because it was so hot in there. You know, he'd probably sweat, and he was just dumped him. Baby powder all over the place, and he was a cool guy though. I liked it a lot. Actually, it was probably the best job I had at Tiger Stadium there.
His pause was just a full time job.
No, it was just like I was on that post, and I always like said, "Oh, put me with pause." It was fun, you know, whatever. I just walk around. There wasn't much to it, so I got to watch a lot of the game.
Did
I remember.
Did you ever put the head on?
No, heck no. Well, he'd take that thing off. It was probably so sweaty. Yeah, smelly, no way.
You a lot of chicks being with Paws?
Chicks love Paws. Oh, tons.
Drunk
tons.
Chicks, absolutely.
Tons. And old
drunk
people.
Chicks.
Old,
yeah, absolutely.
Old people. It was weird. Old people, you'd be shocked at how many, like, old people.
What?
And the big thing was always, pull the tiger by his tail, and they'd always yank on his tail, so I had to watch out for that. Like,
oh, my God, how childish.
Yeah, it was stupid.
God, this poor planet. Where is this going?
I knew a girl, she, my buddy hooked up with her once, and then she started dating the guy playing Hooper. And
I remember that.
We used to rag him for it, too, because she left him for Hooper. Well, they didn't leave him. They were never dating, but she chose Hooper over him.
I just became fascinated.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
Is that Hooper?
Yeah, that's how Hooper thinks.
Take a look. You take a look. Look at her. Look at her words. You tell me what you think. I don't think
Hooper.
So. I don't think so.
That's not very becoming of you.
What about Mini Hooper? Remember Mini Hooper?
Oh, Mini Hooper ruled.
No, Mini Hooper was so cool. I couldn't get over how cool Mini Hooper
Bring
was.
Bring him back.
I know. Where'd Mini Hooper go? What happened to Mini Hooper? Somebody assassinate Mini Hooper?
You sounded like Charlotte. Where Mini Hooper go?
Where is he? He went through that door and I never saw him. I've been watching the door the whole time.
Mini Hooper go.
Okay, Melania Trump is on AC360 and she is trying her best to spin for the Donald. And you tell me how this is going. First of all, I want to say
you
this.
Think, oh, go ahead.
Are we sure that she's not a mail order bride?
Well, I mean, the Donald Trump version, because wasn't she in one of the...
Oh, was she in one of the pageants?
Pageants or something?
Okay, that makes sense. She's been here how long? 12 or 13 years now?
Yeah.
She can't figure out how to use... Nobody's taught her how to use a modifier or a conjunction.
She speaks five languages, doesn't she?
Well, why didn't she try to speak one fairly well? Instead of speaking multiple languages, how about, like... I mean, she's got major problems with the language. For having been here as long as she is, her kid's in school. I mean, why doesn't she go to her kid's English class? Learn with Barron. I mean, Barron probably speaks perfect English.
Remember what? Her college credentials were called out and pulled off the Trump website.
Well, yeah, she said she graduated from somewhere.
She never did.
Was that a United States school?
No.
That's right. Some BS degree. Yeah, she figured out nobody will ever know. Of course, they're checking now. He's running for president. Anyway, here's Melania. She's talking right here about... Well, I think they haven't gotten quite into the Billy Bush tape, but I think they're about to.
And they wrote lies. And
I
will not allow that. I will fight till the end because I don't want that they damage my reputation and my name.
It was 10 days ago that Access Hollywood released that tape. I'm wondering when you first saw it and just heard it, what did you think?
I said to my husband that, you know, the language is inappropriate.
Inappropriate?
It's not acceptable. And
what's she going to do?
I was surprised because that is not the man that I know.
He usually only talks that way around
and
me.
And as you can see from the tape, the cameras were not on. It was only a mic.
Doesn't
and
count if the cameras
I
aren't
wonder,
on.
I wonder if they even knew that the mic was on.
Why don't you ask
him? Because they were kind of a boy talk. And,
I mean, she acts like she hasn't talked to him about it.
Lead on, like,
I wonder.
Egg on from
ooh, Billy
the
Bush.
Host
egg on.
To say,
it's Billy Bush's fault.
Dirty and bad stuff.
Yeah, you can't egg them on. Billy Bush was sort of egging him on.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Is that language you had heard him use before?
No. No, that's why I was
what?
Surprised.
Only about my pussy.
Because I said, like, I don't know that person that would talk that way. and that he would say that kind of a stuff in private. I heard many different stuff. Boys talk.
Wait a sec, by the way, isn't that kind of a stupid question from Anderson Pooper to ask that? As if a guy that was talking about, you know, I just kiss every girl, walk up to them, I grab by the pussy, as if they would say that to their wife.
Oh, I know.
As if they would talk to their wife that way.
That's right.
I don't know if Anderson Cooper, this is his best area or his most familiar area.
What, the pussy?
But I guarantee you, this chick has heard it all.
Oh, yeah. I would
boys
so.
Try to fuck me. They say crazy things
all the time.
It's locker room talks, boys.
They are constantly grabbing at my pussy.
The Donald, when he caught me, he talked like this.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
They talk when they grow up and they want to sometimes show
it's
each
all part
other
of the joy
all
of growing
and
up
that and talking about the girls. And
growing.
But, yeah.
Little Nikita Denise there.
Of course. But I was not surprised that the tape came out. I was not surprised about that.
Why?
Because, as I said, it's many
like
people from the opposite side.
It's a left-wing conspiracy.
That they want to damage the campaign. And why now? Why after so many years?
Because he said
why
he never did anything.
3 weeks before the election?
Because he egged him on. And
your husband has said maybe that he felt the Clintons had something to do with it or the media. What do you think?
Well, it was the media. It was NBC. It was Access Hollywood. It was... left wing and left wing.
Oh, she said it.
Yeah.
Left wing.
And you could see that. And
yeah,
the
it's
way
a left-wing
it comes
conspiracy.
Out, everything was organized. Every
it's
Friday.
Organized.
Every
that
Friday
sounds even worse.
So they play. And it was hour after hour. I watched TV, was hour after hour.
Change the channel, Jesus.
Him. Because they want to influence the.
She get turned on every
American
time she hears Donald say, grab pussy, so she had to leave the TV on.
The information about your husband's 1995 taxes were released right before the debate, first debate, then this came out just days before the second debate. You're saying
this.
That's not a coincidence?
No, that was all organized, yes.
Organized.
They planned that way. Because they don't want to talk the. Opposition doesn't want to talk about WikiLeaks and the emails and Benghazi and all the rest of the stuff. They don't want to talk about it.
Election
so
rigged.
They said let's do something so we will hurt his campaign.
The Washington Post was leaked the tape and they released.
She looks
the
really
tape.
Pretty. I will say that. For
NBC
her. She looks great.
Had it for.
She honestly
they said they
is
for
one of the better things about this campaign.
It.
So it's kind of amazing that she hasn't been out there doing stuff.
I think the kids are better than her. Where are the kids anyway? The kids should be talking
about it
more.
Nobody has been except for Donald and Kellyanne.
No, it's true.
And I'm sure they did. And Washington Post, when did we hear or read?
Why does she fuck this 70-year-old man? Look how hot she is. Because
look around the room she's sitting in.
I know, but she's got to be under that huffing, puffing, orange, red-faced Donald Trump all the time.
He's very nice, very sexy, very nice body.
There, that's why.
I mean, is it? She just roll around with his wallet?
Yeah.
Does that do it for her?
Yeah, they do it on a bed of cash. Everything's gold. I was laughing because I've been desperately trying to find the Nikita Denise video, and I couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
So I texted someone who would know the name, the title of the movie.
Oh, sweet.
Jim Bentley.
Ah!
So I wrote him, hey, any idea what the Nikita Denise porn was called? He goes, oh, my God. I have it here somewhere. Give me 1 second.
Sweet.
He still has the DVD 14 years
ago. Attaboy, Jim.
And he writes,
the kids are still little.
He wrote, it's Virtual Dreams is the name of it.
Did you
and
find
I,
it?
And I said, I'm looking for it online. And he wrote, Kate's tried to throw it away so many times, but I won't let her do it. He's closing on a house soon. And he says, I'm sure I'll run across her soon, meaning Nikita.
Virtual Dreams.
I cannot find it, Jay. If you can find Nikita Denise in Virtual Dreams. Now, what I did find while
this
looking
is Kelly.
For it.
This is Kelly.
I found on eBay. A Kelly Erickson, that's the co-star with Nikita.
Do we have, and I will spank my butt, and I will spank my butt, holy, holy, holy.
And I will spank my butt,
holy, holy,
and I will spank my holy, holy.
Oh, without the bleep, please. Oh, no.
So I found,
I love the gap between what she said before and then, yeah. Butt.
Well, you remember, too, you can hear the smacking.
Oh, yeah.
And I will spank my hole a little bit.
Hey, wait, there's two of them. No, it's not. Bot-holio lady. Bot. That's right. It's labeled J-label.
Is it B-O-T? Bot?
It should be bot.
Yeah, I want you to spank my boobies.
Oh,
yeah.
Ew. But I did find on eBay, Drew, you can buy the Kelly Erickson signed color 8.5-11 promo sheet with Nikita Denise for Virtual Dreams.
You can buy it?
She signed Hugs and Kisses, Kelly Erickson.
Someone will actually pay for that.
Well, yeah.
We were stunned at the beginning of part one that people want Bozo's autograph. But someone will pay for these two porn stars.
Don't mess away. It's right now, you can bid on it for $7.99.
Oh, come on.
For some reason, shipping's $4.
And are there multiple copies of this, I assume? I mean,
it's an experience, so let's see what else Cal Hotshots is selling.
Oh, Jay's got a nice flick on over here.
That's her.
Is that from Virtual Dreams?
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
This is good.
Oh, who's that loser? Oh, no.
Oh, hang on.
Great. What happened?
So to whom should I ask do your loyalties lie these days? Surely not the Americans.
There she is.
Baseball.
It's an international
John
intrigue
Wayne.
Movie.
You haven't gone apple pie on us, Nikita, have you?
No. How come he doesn't have an accent?
A
now?
Little.
Shouldn't he have an accent?
Mountain majesty, perhaps?
That is his accent. He's trying.
Fine, talk.
Talk.
Not much for chit-chat, Nikita. Yeah. Perhaps are you afraid this cat will cut your tongue?
You're going to point that thing at me, you better use
think.
It.
Should I use it now?
I was talking about this.
Oh, she grabbed his wiener.
Nikita, even with all of your special training, you still think like a porn whore. I'm a professional.
Oh, he's trying to do a British accent.
This will have no effect on me. You will only add humiliation to a slow,
wearing the Madonna mic.
Painful demise.
Is she an operator or something? Oh, here she goes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But this guy's hung. I'm not showing anything. Come on. Another angle, please. Oh, there we go. Oh, he is hung. Oh, I think she likes doing that.
Come on, spank her bot-holio a little bit, dude. She loves it.
Well, my.
There's one thing I know about this girl. She likes her bot-holio spanked, but just a little bit.
I forgot we're on the podcast for a second.
Where's Kelly?
This is Kelly.
I am partying with this really cute guy.
Come on, Nikki, let's go.
Wait.
Finish him off.
I think the line is, I'm here with this really cute guy, and I want to. He wants to party with us. Remember this?
Yeah. And she tells her to come over, and she just comes over. She doesn't give her directions or anything.
It's like she was waiting at the end of the driveway. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It only makes sense that we go back to Melania Trump at this point. Sorry.
Any great stories from about my husband or about me. The true stuff, the facts, the real stuff. Or New York Times. We never read. They're bashing.
You feel they've been very unfair.
They bashing, yes. bashing.
Your husband said that, but he said he apologized to you after the tape, and that you accepted the apology. What was that conversation like? Can you talk about it?
Well, while we talk in private, I will keep it private. And he apologized. I accept his apology. I hope the American people will accept it well.
Well
and
said.
It was many, many years ago. He's not the man. That
he was when he was 59.
I know. And as I many times said,
hey,
I
was 59.
Said it as well,
come on.
It's very hard.
Come on, a blot.
Especially for him when he decided to run for presidency because he did so many stuff in his life.
He did so many stuff in his life.
Yeah, we're
so
finding out about
shows.
All of it now, too.
And we knew that, you know, tapes will come
out. He used to talk about grabbing pussy.
People want to go against him.
Floyd run for
but
president.
But her husband is real.
Her net
He's
worth
raw.
Is $50 million.
He tells it as it is.
Would he give her
He's
$50
kind.
Million?
He's a gentleman. He supports maybe. Everybody. He supports women. He
She looks good for 46.
Them, he encourages them to
more than good.
No, she's
go
beautiful.
To the highest level, to achieve the dreams. To he employs many, many women. And
just let him grab pussy first.
As you
first.
Can see, it's also a scene
now.
It
can
do anything.
It'd be very easy for Donald to tune her out.
He described it as locker room talk.
Because I'm kind of tuning her out.
To you, I mean, you sort of alluded to that as well. Is that what it is to you, just locker room talk?
Yeah. It's kind of two teenage boys. Actually, they should behave better, right?
He was 59.
Correct. And
I blew
a
USC football team once.
I have two boys at home. I have my young
son. Locker room talk.
And I have my husband.
I have to have stomach
pumped. But I know how some men talk. And
guys that try to fuck me,
that's how I saw it.
That's how they talk.
Michelle Obama, who you, I know, have spoken positively of in the past, she said...
plagiarized.
Is he bringing this up?
Plagiarized
She said, this was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter.
But you know, when
this
they want to take the low road, we go high. I've always said that.
About sexually predatory behavior.
Good
and
line.
Bragging about kissing and groping women. In terms of what he actually...
Okay, I just want to ask you something. Do you believe that...
what?
Do you believe that Michelle Obama really couldn't get to sleep?
No, not at
she
all.
She couldn't stop thinking about
like
this.
I felt like there was a lot of hyperbole in everything she said.
Oh my God!
Do you don't think it?
I couldn't sleep.
Do you think it shook her to her core?
No, not at all.
Because I personally don't want to think she's that sheltered to not know there's bad people out there that would say things like that.
Well, she had to get over Larry getting giving a blowjob to Larry Sinclair. So.
That maybe that didn't shake her to the core.
No, she was used to stuff like that.
No, that speech was so political and over the top.
I can't believe he...
But it worked.
Hasn't he discussed this enough at this point? I mean, is it really worth bringing up that it shook Michelle Obama to her core?
Oh, Anderson?
Yeah. I think he just can't believe that this is all the answer he's going to get. But.
Maybe he thinks that just bringing Michelle up in the context of Melania Trump is interesting because of the whole plagiarism issue.
It's kind of insulting, really. I mean, in light of the fact that she copied her whole speech.
Hey, that's the unfair rigged media for you.
Yep, there you go.
What else are you going to ask her? What else do you want to ask Melania Trump about, really?
Nothing. I honestly can't think of anything that she has to say that would be of use to a voter. Melania Trump?
Well, everything's decided. I mean, come on. There's no
undecided
voters. What are you
going to say? Donald can be major asshole?
Yeah. But he wants to make America...
He raped me.
He wants to make America...
He's raped me a few times.
Make America great again.
He fucked Maid a few times. I didn't like that.
Did you see? It was an SNL. Maybe not this past week or the week before when they have the Melania... No, it was this
Melania
past...
moments, yeah.
They've done it a couple times, but this past one was really funny where she was also the maid.
Yeah. But then she have to lie under Donald. That's not fair. I can't do that to her.
That was really funny. Of course, he wants the show to be retired.
Oh, yeah.
Which shows poor judgment on his side because he was just on it, what, 6 months ago?
Well, the show was funny. It's comedy. It was funny. I mean, and they rag on the opponent, too. It's like Saturday Night Live is going to bypass a comedic moment because it is about a Democrat or a Republican. They don't give a shit. If it's funny, it's funny.
Just as much fun of Hillary's performance in that debate.
I don't know if I agree with that, but Trump was funnier.
Yeah.
What were we going to find about Hillary that was funnier
He's
than
more
what Trump
of a caricature.
Did? I thought the stalking thing was the funniest thing in that skit.
Yeah.
That was really funny. Did you hear about Jennifer Granholm's email she showed up in WikiLeaks?
She did.
Yes.
Oh, I did not. No.
She sent, and this, tell me how fast you think John Podesta threw this out. How fast do you think he deleted this?
I'll reenact it. Go ahead.
She suggested, I wish I had it in front of me because I'd read it. It's so stupid. She suggested having Hillary work low-wage jobs for a while. So
that's him hammering away on the delete button.
She thought that it would break her out of her privilege bubble.
No. No one's going to believe that, you idiot.
I know.
What? She's just going to get a job working
making beds at a hotel or bussing tables at Denny's.
Wait. I don't understand. What, is a photo op? Because everyone's going to see it as a photo op.
I suspect. I don't know. I don't know what she meant. But she said she should work in some low-wage jobs. She could make beds at a hotel or she could bus tables at Denny's to get her out of her privilege bubble.
No, why doesn't she just talk about her mom like she did? I mean, or her dad, you know, that upbringing, because her mom had her shitty upbringing.
Can you imagine how fast Jennifer Granholm...
No one's going to believe that anyway.
How fast Jennifer Granholm would be completely deleted from the Clinton organization if she read that email.
That's embarrassing.
Don't ever talk to her again. I don't want to hear her name. I want all the G's off all the computers.
Like the W's?
Oh, man. God, was that a stupid idea, only from Granholm.
I still don't understand what she's thinking. She really thinks Hillary's going to go work.
No, it's insane. Total insanity. I want to find out about this. Oh, here it is. Okay. Perhaps she makes beds in a hotel for a day. Perhaps she busses table at Denny's or works behind the counter at McDonald's or Chipotle's.
Oh, that won't look condescending as hell for a day.
Granholm wrote in a July 12, 2015 message to Charlie Baker, the campaign chief administration officer. Perhaps she works in a nursing home or a janitor in a school cafeteria.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Or works at a daycare center. She added, you get the idea. Have her pick some low-wage service job that she's actually willing to spend 6-8 hours doing. Any shorter, she'd be criticized for not putting in a full day. Our base would go wild for it. In acknowledgement, she's determined to see real people despite her own good fortunes.
Oh, my God. The American public is not that dumb.
She could acknowledge flat out she's been in a security privilege bubble and is determined to break out of it. Can you see Hillary going, I'm taking a series of low-wage jobs.
May I take your order?
Are you done with that?
Would you like to supersize for 59 cents?
Can I take your order, please?
Hello, little girl. What is your name?
Would you like to try some blueberry muffins?
She's at the window wearing the outfit, the uniform. Oh, my God.
Your change is 59 cents.
Is this a response?
That's
Podesta's response.
A humble suggestion.
That's the only response Granholm got.
Oh, how stupid. Have you guys thought about expressly combating the meme out there that says HRC is out of touch, you're in a bubble, by taking a page from former Florida Senator Bob Graham and doing, say, 8 work days over the next 15 months?
Wow, that did a lot for Bob Graham, since nobody knows who the fuck he is.
I didn't even know he did it.
Nobody knows who he is.
Heard of him. Never heard of him. See, you're going.
Never heard of him. Didn't help.
Bob Graham.
I want Granholm out. I want her homeless.
It's this idea of Hillary, like...
I want an IRS audit immediately.
Just this idea that she's going to work as a maid in a hotel, she's ever cleaned a room in years.
I know. Since before he was governor, she hasn't cleaned a room. She has done nothing.
She'd probably spend half the time going through everything, like she goes through Bill's drawers and stuff, chucking a lamp across the room. Last time she picked up a lamp was when she chucked it at Bill's head.
But you remember how she treats her, her staff, the way she swears that. Like, can you imagine her as a maid, you know?
I need more towels!
What customers in the hallway.
Jennifer Granholm should fall on the sword. I mean, seriously, she should hang herself.
Literally, yeah.
That is so stupid.
No, here's a penalty bigger than that. She should go have to work all these jobs for a year. She wouldn't be able to do it. She wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Can't you see her bringing it up to Granholm, what's his name?
Mulhern.
Granholm Mulhern.
Daniel Mulhern.
That's a great idea, Jennifer. Send that to Podesta. Oh, how shameful. She's got to be so humiliated that this came out. She's going, my great idea came out in WikiLeaks.
Oh, how embarrassing. She doesn't care. The only people that care are people in the state that she left behind. Right? She didn't care.
No, God, no. I just wonder if we have Charlie's story. I was going to say we should get into the hot car kid, the child that was killed.
Yeah. Oh, well, let me do the Hillary car. Story since it's right here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because Trump's always said she doesn't have the stamina.
Yeah.
They've revealed the truth behind the bus that she takes or that van.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is another leaked email reveals that her campaign van is secretly outfitted with a bed.
Whoa! Ooh!
Clinton's been called stumbling, staggering, collapsing her way throughout the campaign. And a new leak suggests she's tried to find respite behind the scenes. According to staff emails from April 2015, her luxurious van is equipped with top amenities, including a bed. Quote, the power sofa in the rear of the vehicle converts into a bed, the email confirms.
The power sofa.
In addition to the bed, the van allegedly contains a, quote, state-of-the-art automated external defibrillator.
What?
A portable electronic device that automatically diagnoses the life-threatening cardiac arrhythmia and shocks the heart back to a normal cadence.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't have the stamina.
Wow.
Other amenities include a heated seat.
What? Oh, well, as if everyone doesn't have a heated seat.
29-inch Samsung television. Oh, a Korean company. Couldn't get an American one, huh? And a Blu-ray DVD player. The van nicknamed Scooby allegedly cost taxpayers something like $60,000.
Scooby. As if she knows who Scooby-Doo is. Look at that thing. That looks like quite a piece of equipment there.
I know. Well, it's got a bed in it.
Yeah.
I kind of want
a couch that converts into a bed.
I kind of want one now.
I'd like to have that van. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's got a defibrillator. See, Trump was right. Stamina nor fortitude.
Hey, it's Fox 2 led with Charlie's story. Hey.
Hey. This is a big deal, man.
Hey. Oh, it's the Americans. Well. Ooh.
Well, good afternoon.
It's funny when I see Charlie standing there, the Americans with a suit on. It's like I just think of him on my roof.
Business Charlie?
Yeah. Out in front with the Batmobile asking if he could drive.
On the stage singing the blues.
Yep. Yeah.
Kidnapping
Jay.
Making him do the walk of shame.
Falling down the stairs.
Oh yeah. Well, that was my house's fault.
Shaking railings.
Putting out bags of rat poison.
Reannouncing $42 million in federal money already allocated for his Hallmark demolition program.
Treasury is releasing the next allocation of funds.
But the real news came after
It was a very vigorous review.
They froze the video of Mike Duggan with his lids halfway down.
I don't know if that's Charlie or his editor, Matt.
It's probably Matt.
Yeah, just the pause of Duggan's face.
It was brilliant.
Very subtle.
It added a lot.
Yeah.
Done by MSHTA, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, and Treasury.
Oh, please show I'm getting
MSHTA
pissed at Charlie.
Did a very intensive review of all the land bank practices and concluded that the land bank did not have sufficient procedures in place to make sure we had proper documentation for all the bills and didn't have sufficient controls to assure Treasury would not be charged for ineligible expenses.
Oh, look how surprised
United
he is.
States Treasury officials suspended demolitions funded with federal money for the last 2 months while the state investigated the practices at the land bank. What they found were irregularities in the bidding process, in billing, and in the overall quality.
Like most of your stories, it's false.
After a year of denying it and discrediting our reports, listen to the mayor now.
Yeah, I think it's a question of whether eligible expenses were all charged the appropriate way. So they said, we're going to put a hold on new contracts until you get a set of protocols and procedures that we find effective. And they were absolutely right. I was very disappointed by some of the things that I learned. The speed with which we went
to learn from Charlie
outstripped the controls that we had in place.
Now the program will be babysat by state overseers. In other words, we did such a good job
by going so fast, accidents were bound to happen. What a bullshit answer.
Man, the way he attacked Charlie in this thing, I mean, he did. He just attacked him. He just went after him like this, like most of your stories, it's inaccurate.
Yeah.
I mean, he was such a jackass to Charlie. I mean, that was amazing. It was a total smear.
He is caught on camera lying to him four times, right? At least four times.
Not to mention that, I don't know, I think when Charlie's talking about defamation cases,
yeah.
talking about some threats from some people, hoping they would just kind of back off. But it looks like the feds got a little too interested.
Investigations continue. The legal bill on that so far, $81,000.
I've seen no evidence of criminal activity, but that is a question that would be more appropriately directed to other people.
Hey. So what were you asking me?
Well, wasn't the state supposed to be overlooking this program to begin with?
Sort of. Maybe, kind of. So here we are again. You know, I get called the state, and I say, hey, we're throwing rocks in the hole against state law. What are you doing about it? Well, that's the city. You know, we've gotten this for a year. So now you're starting to see we were right.
Meanwhile, the federal investigation is still underway, is it not?
Yeah, let me read this to you from Treasury. It says...
Those glasses aren't real.
Michigan will continue its ongoing investigation and forensic audit, and nothing contained or referred to herein shall constitute a waiver or release of any rights, remedies, or claims available to the United States. Mm-hmm. Meaning...
The feds are still looking into it.
Why would the mayor be there himself this afternoon? This is not a global settlement. This isn't Treasury over here and the state over here. This is Duggan trying to get out front of it because I was already working on this. This is the classic, you know, let me show you I'm in charge when we know you weren't.
More to come.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Charlie.
Why are you mad at Huell, Charlie? That just made me think because you know their new set at Fox 2.
Yeah,
do you like the whole new set?
I think so. I'm not used to it yet.
I actually laughed out loud yesterday. Or actually, it was today watching last night's replay of the sports show they do on Sunday night.
Uh huh.
Did you see what happened?
No.
Jamie and Wojo were on. And Wojo's a little large man like myself.
Yes.
It was very uncomfortable sitting on the couch because he doesn't know what to do. So at one time he had his feet up on the table. Another time he's slouching and he's leaning forward. So he's like, I missed the table. They used to have the round table. And he's saying this on TV because it covers this part, his stomach.
Of course.
They come back from a break and there's a tiny little table in front of him that he has his coffee on. So he starts complaining about how small the table is. And they come back and Dan has this giant one of those platform tables that you use for stand-ups. And Woj just leaning on it because it covers his whole body. It was actually really funny. I was laughing pretty hard at that.
That's great. I wish I had Sunday night.
Huh?
I wish I had Sunday night.
Well, it was the sports work show.
No, I don't think I have it.
A Lions thing.
With 11 o'clock. I might have that.
Yeah. But it was just fun. When they came, because it was one of those things, it's like, okay, they did the joke once, and how many news type shows would do the joke?
Oh, yeah, very few.
build upon it throughout an hour.
But that's great.
They bothered to do it.
You know, that's what I like about Fox, too, is
they're loose, man.
Yeah, they let them. Sports Final Edition? Wait, is it 4?
No, that's Channel 4, yeah.
Christ.
I don't think you can record
what?
Sports Works for some reason as a season pass.
I did it.
You know, that's what I tried to do. That's funny. I set up a season pass and it hasn't been showing up for some reason. I swear, that's bizarre.
You know what? I think I know what it is. It's because now that it's the NFL season, they change names. Like Lions finale something.
Well, don't they know that there's cocksuckers like us out here who are planning on getting it every week, and then they change a stupid name and they screw us up?
That's a good point.
There's cocksuckers like us.
It seems like they don't know how people watch TV, even though they're on TV.
Silly. Hey, I just saw 60 Minutes up there. Did you see 60 Minutes?
I watched it last night.
The Ethel and Julius Rosenberg show?
Fascinating.
That was really interesting. For those who are... perhaps didn't pass history class. Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were a couple of American spies who were stealing, they thought, atomic secrets and giving them to the Soviet Union. And, well, they were. They were convicted of it, and they were executed. And it was I didn't realize how divided the American public was.
I didn't know there were protests and
there
marches.
There were huge protests. I mean, I couldn't believe it was... it was like, you know, a street in New York for blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks of people protesting the execution.
In my mind, protests in America started in the 60s for some reason.
Yeah, Vietnam. Mm. That's pretty much where it starts for me. But it turns out they had the two sons on there. I mean, can you imagine? How old were they? One was 3 and the other was 6.
Seven, I think. Yeah.
And their parents are executed, both of them. And the mother knew nothing. Ethel Rosenberg knew nothing. Julius, yes, he helped the Soviets, although they weren't sure it was so much with atomic information.
Well, it turns out, you know, after years, because these guys fought it in the 70s, and I thought the most interesting part is they had this historian on there who knew a lot about it, and he was very on the Rosenberg side until he started reading the FBI files and was like, oh, Julius Rosenberg really did run a spy ring. He actively recruited people to spy for the Russians.
And when he wrote his book in 1983, how about the part where people wouldn't be his friend? Certain friends of his had turned their backs on him. It's like, you assholes.
I know.
What kind of stupid friends are those?
I know. It's a little ridiculous.
Get over yourselves. God.
But they're still trying to get them. Aren't they appealing to Obama? Not for their father, but for their mother?
Yeah, to be exonerated. And the thing is,
I miss Ty.
The mother's brother knew that it was his sister who transcribed his wife who had transcribed the documents for Julius Rosenberg, not his sister.
Yeah.
Yet he didn't say anything because he didn't want his wife executed.
Yeah.
So he let his sister get executed. What an asshole. And he has no regrets. He didn't even apologize.
Well,
my wife's more important to me than my sister.
That's what was weird about it. Is how he had zero remorse that his sister was executed.
Well, they said that before he was on. And then when he was on, I was like, God, I hope this guy says something to redeem himself. He was a total prick. I could not believe he could do that.
I just can't believe this is the other part that was amazing. Ethel Rosenberg. So they executed Julius first.
And Julius, by the way, could have given up people and saved his wife and himself.
Yeah.
He could. They said that if he at the last minute, right before they're about to execute him, said, I'll give him up, they would have stopped the execution. If he had given up those names, he would have been in prison for life, and she would have been exonerated, and she would have been put free.
There's something oddly admirable about that.
Killing his wife?
Well, no. You don't. I mean, he didn't know that part. She could have given herself up, though.
What do you mean?
She could have. That's what I was going to say. Is after he was executed, the rabbi came to her and said, "Please, give them a name." And she was like, "Nope, I'm innocent." Which made me feel
Did she know the names though?
According to their kids, the rabbi said, "Just make up a name." She could have turned on her brother.
She should have.
Yeah.
I mean, but I suppose she knew.
The other point though was they didn't. The Russians got nothing nuclear from them. It was just some plain stuff. So they felt like they had to be hard on them because that was the other interesting. There were so many layers to it. The prosecution had to be hard on them and pretend like they had all that stuff because they couldn't let it leak out as to what the secrets actually were because they didn't want the Russians to know that they had broken their code.
I know that was probably the coolest part of the whole story.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Wojo and Jamie with the little baby.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
A good, you know, the Lions just toyed with them. They tease them.
Is that what that was?
Case Keenum was, with all due respect to the Keenum.
Did you talk about the table already?
Both quarterbacks really played amazing games, and they both had so
much. It'll be before break. They bring out another table.
Burtons are being hurt by how successful they've been. Really go in there on October 16th.
Terry Foster was supposed to come back October 3rd, by the way.
Yeah,
and he has a little setback.
That's looking more and more like.
No, but it's pretty apparent. It's too bad for Wisconsin.
There's the big table. There's the big table. Go play it there, Jay.
Snap it anymore.
To Holland's credit, the Red Wings never had the benefit of the doubt of buying them out because you said they've always made the playoffs.
You can put his coffee on it or water.
And so just making the playoffs last year, wow, that was fantastic. The Wings don't get that credit.
No, and I guess the one thing we don't know, too, is what are the directives that Ken Holland is getting?
Where's
what is he being told?
Let's see the giant table.
That's one thing to keep in mind as well. They may be saying, keep this thing alive to get us
in. They very well.
We might have to wait and see. All right, guys, hang in there. We're going to come back and talk a little bit of Lions looking forward next week. Game against the Redskins. Chance to get above 500. That's coming up in just a bit.
Bigger table.
Lions game night as well.
We need a bigger table.
Wojo's got his table. We'll take a break. And there's the table.
It's tiny.
Take a break and come right back.
Hey!
So short notice.
Much better.
I had to ask for a bigger table.
We could have done this right from the start and saved me the aggravation. This is the table
that
I wanted.
You feel more comfortable now?
Yes. Not really. Yes, I do.
All right, fellas, let's just carry on like nothing's there. Let's get to the Lions. Jamie, you
look like it's...
That's great. Very nice.
I thought that was really funny.
Again, Fox 2. I mean, they've been so the more loosey-goosey, the more youthful network for so long, and it took them a long time to succeed. They used to get pounded by 7-4.
If you have good talent and you trust them and let them do their thing, then...
I swear, though, people would have given up on that because they failed for a long time. It took them a long time to break through. I don't know why. Because they have a lot of the same people.
Well, maybe it's management level.
Yeah, some people would definitely say that. Let's see. What else? Was there something else we... Oh, you teased the story about the guy with the child died in the hot car.
Yeah.
And I've been really interested in that story. And Good Morning America's been doing stuff, but I haven't seen that much about it.
Justin Harris, the guy down in Georgia, took his kid to Chick-fil-A, went to work. Instead of taking the kid to daycare.
He took the kid inside Chick-fil-A, yeah. too.
Yeah. The testimony from the manager of the Chick-fil-A was really interesting because he interacted with the child.
Mm.
With Cooper, I think his name was. Interacted with him, said, hi, Coop, and waved to him. So he remembered them. And that was the whole thing is, you know, is it possible for this father to forget that he had his kid in the car seat when he left Chick-fil-A? Well,
it takes a lot of spacing out.
Because
a
he
lot
turned
of
one way versus the other way.
They went the wrong way. Exactly. Yeah.
So now they're focusing on a couple things. He was texting a 15-year-old girl during work that day. The jurors were shown the jurors today were shown photos of the father's genitalia that he sent to the underage girl.
Oh, God.
His dick pic was entered into evidence, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you see his dick pic?
I have not seen it yet. I'll look a little.
Is there any description of it?
Let's see. The teen whose identity was protected by the trial judge said she met Harris through the anonymous messaging app Whisper. She falsely said she was 18. The girl testified. Harris responded to a post she wrote that said, I love older guys. It was a sexual conversation, she told the court. Harris sent a photo of his penis. She responded with a photo of her genitalia.
Really? She's 15-year-old?
She's 15. She eventually told him her real age.
I want to know what my teen years would have been like if it was now.
Oh, you would have been.
I'd be getting.
You would have been on Whisper.
Well, I'm just wondering if I would have been getting all kinds of pictures of girls and their, you know,
no,
their bodies.
No, you would have been sending pictures of your dick to everybody.
If they wanted me to, I would have. This is what I wanted back. I probably would have.
You would have been sending pictures of David Poole swim class. Or Clayton beating it in the
Clayton the evil creation.
She eventually told him her real age. She said, quote, he told me he wanted me to make him a nutty man. This guy, by the way, God, if people haven't seen this dude, this Justin Harris, just Google him. He's the biggest load.
I know, he is.
He looks like a total turd.
He looks like someone to me, and I can't figure out who it is, like some actor or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's a load, though. Whoever it is, it's a total load.
They never met in person, nor did they discuss Harris's 22-month-old son, Cooper. Oh, I'm shocked. I'm shocked he never mentioned it to the 15-year-old he was sending dick pics to. Another woman, Jacqueline Robledo, testified she had sex with Harris when she was 19.
Wait, she had sex with him?
Yeah, in 2014. So that
was he married?
He would have been married then. Yeah.
What's up with this guy? Because his wife? I'm just trying
standing
to
by him.
His wife. Is she...
You know what? There's pictures of her.
Look at her.
Look at her. Look at her words. There's a couple other ones. Another witness.
Not my first pick.
I'm going to bury the lead here, too, by the way, so we'll get to it.
Take a look. You take a look. Look at her. Look at her words. You tell me what you think. I don't think so. I don't think
so. Another woman who was on trial, Daniela Dorr, distinctly remembered Harris as a repeat client. When police showed her his photograph, she testified, this is last Friday, this is the prostitute that he was banging. Harris, 35.
He was banging a prostitute, too?
You got it. Yeah, three times.
Why is this guy having more sex than everyone in this room combined? This turd?
Well, prostitute's 15-year-old.
Oh, the prostitute's gross, by the way. Is that her, Jay?
She's disgusting. She's got a nice titty tat.
What a pig.
Did you see her titty tat?
Yeah, I can see part of it. And, you know, she's wearing this demure outfit like, look how classy I am. But the tat's like right there coming out of her. It's not covered by her classy blazer.
So they found her number on his cell phone after they arrested him for Cooper's death.
Jay, can you describe her hair?
Oh.
It's a fucking mess. It's like a Brillo pad gone wrong.
Well, it's all pulled back.
She had a client and put it in a bun.
It looks ridiculous, though. It's like she's never had it in a bun before. It's just all pulled back and it just explodes. Looks greasy as hell, too.
Hey, I can still get $50 for a handy. Who cares what my hair looks like?
I'll do it for $25 if I have to.
It probably looks so bad with all the semen in it.
Oh, God.
Do you have time to wash the semen out?
She didn't even use a hair tie or a clip. She just bunched it all together and it stayed up there.
Hey, semen's good for your hair, darling.
She told the court, this is great. He had no presence. He was just dumpy. It was vanilla sex. Nice being a loose-lip prostitute.
God.
They asked me if I'd seen this person and I recognized him. I told the cops he first came to see me the week of my birthday, May 18th. Once again, never visit a prostitute around her birthday. She'll never forget it.
I guess not.
She always remember what happened on your birthday. She also, she was working from a hotel several...
God, his wife's kind of cute.
Yeah, his wife's
not bad looking.
Too bad.
She's actually good looking.
So she could remember him because she does not prefer white men.
That chick doesn't.
That prostitute.
Really?
Prefers black men.
She's a Kardashian.
She does not like white men. He was very relaxed, but it was strictly...
She's totally white, isn't she?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, but...
He was very relaxed, but it was strictly business, and he was on his way. Okay, now that begs the question, who are your clients that want to sit and cuddle and chat about your hair and your titty tat? Nobody. Wouldn't everybody be...
Oh, if you blew up in her, you'd want to be out of there so fast. I mean, I would think you might break Ben Johnson's record in 100 meters getting away from her after the second contraction.
Once the roof comes back to you, then you're out of there.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Just a fact.
Okay,
God, so. What if you could be in the Olympics? If you could somehow... bring that into the Olympics. You could run so fast. This is an unusual arrangement. The American 100-meter runner is apparently going to ejaculate into that ugly prostitute. And as soon as he's done, they're going to fire the gun.
You'd have a false start and you wouldn't even
After
care.
After the second contraction, they're going to fire
You wouldn't even care. Your false start. You just got to get away from that beast. They're semen-soaked hair.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you have the 15-year-old girl on Friday.
Oh, that's the wife, too? Yeah. Oh, man, did she have... Ooh, boy, she gained some weight from that baby.
You have the 15-year-old girl on Friday. You have the prostitute yesterday.
Look at her!
And today, that Jacqueline Robledo that I was talking about, she was 19 at the time she had sex with Harris.
Yeah.
I believe that was on vacation. She also met him on Whisper and began a friendship. She testified that they met up summer of 2013 to have sex at his apartment. After that, they allegedly kept up an online friendship. She also testified that Harris told her he hooked up with a man.
What?
While on vacation in 2014. He allegedly met that man on Whisper as well.
What?
So
what?
Not only is he...
This guy's bi?
Apparently hooked up with a man on Whisper.
Wow.
Yep. He's probably prostitutes.
He's probably more bummed about that testimony than he is about the fact that he's up for the death penalty.
Oh, I think he's getting off. They're just talking about his sex life at all.
It's true. He's probably sitting there hard the whole time.
Can you believe that, though?
No, I can't. You know,
I didn't see that coming because he's such a load.
No. Of course, you know, the fact that he's sexting, it's funny. This is so stupid. But when I hear stories like that, and you hear them all the time about, you know, you see this guy who's a load, a total load. And then you hear about all these chicks. He's sexting. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's banging prostitutes. And you're thinking, this guy has the wildest sex life. I mean, I could never dream of a sex life like this loser. So what does that make me? Not that I want to be with all these gross chicks.
I'm going to bring you back to reality. One was a man. One was a semen-soaked, haired prostitute. And do you want to see the other chick?
Semen-hair-soaked.
Semen-hair-soaked. What did I say? Semen-soaked hair?
Semen-soaked hair. Well, semen-soaked hair works. I had a better modifier.
And the other chick is gigantic.
Yeah.
Can you pot this up? This is her talking about hooking up with a dude.
His 2014, where he talked about that, meeting a random person.
I do.
Tell the jury about that.
He mentioned that he was on vacation and that he had met up with a guy and had relations with him.
What? Did he say what app he used to meet up with him?
Whisper.
She whispered it.
Well, you can't say it loud. You can't go whisper. You gotta say whisper. So can they? I don't know much about Whisper. Do you, Jay? You're a computer guy. I wonder if that is like...
Oh, Jay, you're all over Whisper. Get out of here. Come on.
I just wonder if that's like if it saves any of your messages or if the company saves them. Wouldn't you think that'd all be subpoenaed?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So we can see his sexy tux. Well, did get the photo of his dong that he sent to the
15-year-old. Oh, that's true. Wait, would she have had it or did they disappear? Like,
Like Snapchat? I don't know.
That'd be kind of wild if that chick... I mean, he would be so rock if that chick had saved that picture of his dong all that time.
wait, I could actually do a better
you
one.
You saved
now.
That whole... Object. I gotta have a conference with this chick.
Well, first off, you know it's gonna be like one of the best pictures he's ever taken because he's sending it to
her.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
The lighting.
Every
and the
angle,
shading.
The lighting. Yeah, he probably brought in a couple special lights for it.
Freshly shaved.
Shading, yeah. Absolutely shading.
Put a little rouge on this underside here. He's got those. What do they call the photographer? It's like those white balance things for lighting.
Oh, yeah.
And even then, Drew, he had to take it like six times to get it perfect.
Absolutely.
One time.
I do the same thing.
The first time he took it, his whole hand was wrapped around it. He goes, no, that makes it look small. That messes up the scale.
Yeah, my hand's really big.
So then he tried to find something to make the scale off a little bit. So he got a trick ruler. I don't know.
Probably tried to hire someone with a small hand, too.
Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
I can't believe all this coming up, though, in this
awful,
stupid, horrible case.
Oh, and nobody believes for a second that he didn't do it on purpose, right?
I have a real hard time believing.
I got to tell you, I
don't know.
I have Charlotte in the backseat. I try to forget she's back there, and I can't do it. She's yelling most of the time.
I don't know. And that kid, you know, the kid looks, he's at that age where it's like, how could anyone hurt that kid? How could you possibly
do that? He's adorable.
And it's one of those just hideous crimes, just horse suffering miserably. You know, there's a story today.
They
actually warned people, and there was nothing graphic in that was they showed, but they just what he was talking about.
Yeah.
This guy in Detroit beat this child so badly his liver was split in half. Like a 3-year-old killed him. This.
Why?
There was so many shitty stories the last couple of days. Why? I mean, how can you possibly explain? I mean, how could he possibly explain?
Well,
he was just bawling in court.
I just find the. No.
It wasn't his kid either, I don't think. I think it was. Was it his kid? And he's with another woman? I don't know. They were both charged. But
there's
the other story. There's two other stories. Well, three other stories, really, that were big today here. One is the 14-year-old girl that was killed by a 14-year-old guy who was killed by the drunk driver on a motorcycle. That guy was bawling his eyes out in court. I'm sure he was sorry. He had blood alcohol of 0.14, which is, you know, fairly high. Then what about the 15-year-old girl who's celebrating at her cousin's birthday party?
Oh, boy, yeah.
At like 1 o'clock in the morning, they're outside the house, and somebody's speeding up and down the block, and her brother yells him to slow down, and he shoots at the group and kills a 15-year-old girl in Sterling Heights. Who was, I think, going to be homecoming queen.
And she was going like to her first homecoming. She was a freshman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She wasn't the queen. She's going to her first homecoming. Yeah, okay,
first
right.
One, yeah.
And she had gone with her brother. I think it's her brother who's handicapped. And she went with him to his prom or something. I mean, really, just sounds like a nice kid. But what?
Why are you firing? Whatever.
I know. Just what the stupid shit that happens in this town. It's every week there's a dumb story like this. You know, the father's on trial now, the guy that doesn't put his gun away and leaves it loaded, and the 11-year-old said, oh, let's use real guns, and she brings a gun out, shoots her 9-year-old brother.
Yep.
I mean, it's just one horrific story after another. You know, when I heard the story about that 3-year-old today, oh, my God, what, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And these two teenagers, both of them, I mean, just rotten stories. But slow down. And, you know, they said that the person who yelled it was her brother, who's going to feel horrible the rest of his life. He didn't even yell it.
It was his fault?
Oh, yeah. Because that's why they shot her. No, it's not his fault. Of course not. But they said that it wasn't even one of those, hey, slow down, asshole. It was just like, hey, slow down. You know, it wasn't menacing or anything like that.
Wow.
I know. Unreal.
Oh, God.
The other crazy story today was the bank robbery story. Did you hear that one?
Is that at the Vibe?
Credit Union.
Yeah.
Robbed a credit union, carjacked a car, made the guy drive him somewhere. He didn't kick the driver out. He made him drive him somewhere. Then he said, I'm getting off here. Got off, ran into this house, set it on fire, and then ran like three houses down and hid.
Yeah.
So they respond to the fire. Well, the tracking dogs found him.
Yeah. Why would you respond? Why would you light the fire to bring more attention to the
area?
You
figured they'd have to deal with the fire, and he ran away from the fire.
Yeah, but why is there? Didn't he use the stuff he was wearing, the disguise, to start the fire too? I thought so. He's trying.
Oh,
to
the
burn,
stuff in the disguise.
Yeah, I think he was trying to burn some evidence.
Oh, I didn't know that part. I know, just a crazy story. They don't even know what to charge him with. They're like, what are we charging with? Oh, my God.
And the other story that popped up is this grandma that had $500,000 in cocaine from Vegas got busted at Metro.
Grandma?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. What a partier.
The story had popped up. There's some interesting things in here. Teresa Baldus did the story, too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
she did the story about Rizzo over the weekend.
It's going to be a fun read.
Oh, yeah.
Charged as Cheryl Chatham of Phoenix, Arizona, was ordered jailed Monday, 3 days after federal agents followed her from the airport and arrested her in Detroit in the middle of what authorities believe was a major drug handoff. She was denied bond due to the size of the drug bust and her lengthy criminal past. Since her early 30s, the woman has had numerous convictions of shoplifting, selling and possessing drugs, theft, and failing to appear in court 7 times.
Whoa.
She has also been in prison for 6 days.
Wait, if she failed to appear in court 7 times, wouldn't you think the 4th time she went to court, they go, okay, you failed to appear in court every time, bitch, so we're going to put you in jail so you appear in court. Duh. Yeah. God.
The woman looked suspicious at the luggage carousel at Metro, so federal agents followed her.
Well, what'd she do?
She was arrested 3 hours later in Detroit and made her one allowable phone call.
How do you look suspicious? I'm just curious.
You do this, you... Just looking left over your shoulder, over your right shoulder, over your left shoulder.
Okay.
She was allowed her one phone call. It was supposed to be to her daughter, a prosecutor said, but the contact on her phone read, "Lover boy." Once again, a reason not to have nicknames on your phone.
What a wild grandma.
The story gets bizarre. Yeah, she's 63. I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
No.
Oh, this computer just froze on me. But they have the play-by-play of what she did. Okay. Okay.
Is there a picture in there, Jay?
No, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, come on. Let's see this, babe.
She arrived at Metro Friday at 5:39 a.m.
Man, you wouldn't think they'd bust you at 5:39 a.m. on a red eye?
From Vegas.
I like her plan so far.
At the baggage claim, airport authorities noted she was acting suspicious and alerted federal drug agents who arrived to set up surveillance.
Really? What do you think she was doing? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here.
Oh, she was probably checking out every police officer and walking away. I don't know.
I mean, you think people that do that for a living, they know how to not act suspicious.
Well, she's not very good at it. She's been arrested numerous times. So they saw her looking at...
Jay's looking for her on Facebook.
Here you go. They saw... Ooh, another home run. Nice.
Oh, who hit it? Oh, Indians.
The Indians.
Kipnis hit that sucker.
By the way, you know the one announcer for the Blue Jays will not call them the Indians. He hasn't for years.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
I can't remember his name, but he's never called them the Indians for like 20 years.
I don't know why. I just think that's kind of stupid. It's like, if it bothers you that much, just don't do baseball games.
He did it because some member of a tribe sent him a real poignant letter. So, why? Whatever.
You know, it's funny, though. The guys that won't say Redskins, I listened to a game when... who was doing it? Oh, it was our friend from Ann Arbor, Mike.
Tirico?
Mike Tirico was doing the game.
He says Redskins, doesn't he?
I don't think he does. Maybe it wasn't Tirico. I was thinking it was Tirico, but anyway.
No, it wouldn't be Tirico because he's on NBC now. It's probably
no, not
Sean
this year.
McDonough.
This was like last year, a couple years ago.
Let me finish the story too about Grandma. So they saw Grandma looking at tags on several pieces of luggage on the carousel. That's one way she was acting suspicious. No. As if she did not own the luggage for a very long period of time. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So she doesn't
know. Say that again? Say again?
She was looking at the tags on the luggage.
Yeah.
Well, how many people look at the tags? You know what your luggage looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one of the reasons they thought she was suspicious.
Strange. Yeah, that's fucked
Eventually,
up.
She picked up 2 large suitcases and headed for the taxi stand, and the agents followed her. About an hour later at 6:43 a.m., she pulled into the Westin Southfield but did not check in. Rather, she went to a restaurant and stayed for about 2 hours. At 8:45, a Lincoln Navigator pulled up, and she got inside. They followed the car, pulled it over on Southfield near Finkel in Detroit. State trooper made the stop. Driver gave consent to search the vehicle. Apparently, the car was hired, so he had no idea. This is the best part. The trooper then used his police canine named Otto to sniff the vehicle. Otto detected drugs.
Now, I wonder.
Officer Otto.
What if she had just gone to Southfield and checked into the
hotel?
Height? Yeah. Would they have followed her into the room?
Well, if she checked into the hotel, I mean, probably not, right?
That's just interesting that they that this went on all that way, following her. Why didn't they just bust her at the airport?
3 hours.
Why didn't they just at the airport say, hey, we think there's, or maybe, can they do that?
I don't know. You got to have a reason. You got to have a reason to search, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Two suitcases full of cocaine wrapped in plastic, 8 in one suitcase, 9 in the other. Well, come on, they couldn't fit 9 in both? The drugs were tucked under some
towels.
Yeah,
who packed those suitcases?
Who packed the first suitcase? Come on, man.
Imagine the agent bus. Hey, there's 8 in here, 9 in 1. You're not a very good user of space, lady.
Maybe there really were 9 in both.
There you go. Now she's got a case.
The drug.
I stole cocaine from my client.
Should be a defense attorney. The drugs were tucked underneath some towels and clothes, and then they cuffed her.
Mm.
So, kind of interesting.
This way, Granny. Put your hands behind your back, Granny.
Her public defender pleaded with the judge to release the woman on bond to let her live with her daughter in Phoenix, where she's been enrolled in a program that treats her.
Oh, yeah, good luck. She doesn't show up in court 7 times.
Yeah, so.
Is that her, Jay?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if you're going to find a picture of her, Jay, unless you find, like, her Facebook page.
Well, you said she's got a lot of other arrests, so we're looking, like, at
Munchausen. Oh, yeah.
So maybe she might be on.
Cheryl Cheatham of Phoenix, Arizona, 63.
Is that lady, what's the deal? Oh, she got some serious. Wow. Nice going, Granny.
This first comment on the story. I agree she was doing a bad thing and rightfully behind ours, but not recognizing which luggage is yours. Is suspicion to follow you? Half the cheap.
I find that really interesting, too.
It does have a point. Not checking into a
following
hotel.
Following you all the way to Southfield and waiting while you eat lunch for 2 hours? I mean, is it that suspicious that she went and had lunch?
Not checking into a hotel but getting picked up instead is probable cause to be pulled over. Maybe they're not telling us everything, but ask yourself this. How in the hell do those suitcases get on the plane and through security to begin with? That's a great point.
I think this might be her.
I think that's...
Is this from Arizona? Yeah. Even though that age, it's because that's from when that was taken before, from her last arrest.
Yeah, she's got...
Cornrows.
Blonde cornrows. She's a black chick. I don't know why I was picturing a white grandma. I don't know why.
I did too. I don't know how racist of us to...
Yeah, to blame our own race for this terrible crime.
Maybe with drug muling, did you not think? I don't know.
Can you click on her criminal history?
It doesn't bring it up.
Oh, it doesn't? Okay.
That is interesting. How did those bags get on to the plane to begin with?
I'm really stuck on this. They followed her all that way. Can you imagine... If she saw this suspicious car following her, and then she's eating lunch, she's like, God, I've been here 2 hours. I'm not going to leave until that car leaves. The car doesn't leave. You order the car. You have somebody pick me up. They pick them up, and then here they come.
I don't know if she'd be that aware to know, even know someone's following her.
If she carries around that much cocaine, she might, I think once you got out of the airport, you'd feel pretty safe.
Yeah.
I sure as hell, once I got to Southfield, I wouldn't think somebody's going to arrest me there. Wow. I guarantee if I was with somebody and they're going, I just don't feel right about this. I feel like we're going to get busted. I'd say, are you kidding? We're all the way in Southfield. We got it made.
Mm-hmm.
They would have busted us. They'd have busted us at the airport.
There's so many great comments. This one might be the best. So she went from Metro to Southfield and headed back to Detroit where she was stopped on southbound Southfield. Why didn't she just stay in Detroit?
Yeah.
what are you laughing at?
Jay, who are these, Jay?
We're just doing a image search on, you know, Cheryl Cheatham. So there's a whole litany of ones, but it matches
some
on
hot ones. There's some hot hair Cheryl Cheatham
really?
Showing up.
All right.
Well, but some of these are just matching on Cheryl. You know, I mean
look at that.
Does that look like a 63-year-old drug mule?
I don't like her lipstick.
Yeah, lipstick sucks. Yeah, look at this.
How about is that Teagues?
No, that's not Teagues.
Who's that?
Teagues
Cheryl Morgan.
She's hot.
Scroll up. Yeah. Ooh,
well, she's cute. There.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. She's not bad.
A lot of fine looking Cheryls out there.
Who's that dude?
Yeah, what's that dude doing on there? Yeah.
Who's that one giving a speech? Up above.
Over here?
No, up above. Giving a speech.
Over here.
Business leaders.
Is she gross?
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry.
Some hag.
She's all yours.
Alrighty then. Well, that's you know, the comments always yield something, don't they?
I love
when you focus that many brains on a story.
Yeah.
I love how many comments. If there's any bad grammar or poorly written stories, it's incredible how many people bust them for it. I still think one of my favorite things I've ever seen in comments was I was reading about. Remember the Boston Craigslist killer?
Yeah, yeah.
And in the story in the Boston Globe,
they took him to hotels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they said something about he met this girl at the posh...
oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Wait, the posh...
Like a Marriott or...
The posh... it was like a certain... Like the Faneuil Square Marriott or something. And the first comment's like, how can you call the Faneuil Hall Marriott posh? It's anything but posh.
Well, I always laugh because I love reading MGO blog, you know, the Michigan site.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a board on the side, and someone can post something. It'll be like, you know, Kyle Kalis said he's glad Michigan State's losing. And honestly, the post goes like three posts before the topic changes entirely, and it's on a totally different conversation. And you go, you know, you keep going like two more pages, and you don't know what the hell conversation started on.
Yeah,
it's just it goes in the most incredible tangents.
Doesn't BuzzFeed or Buzzboard get kind of like that? Well, actually, no, they have strings. Buzzboard they have ages. Strings on there. I haven't read that thing in so long because it's all angry radio and TV people.
Yeah,
and you just know you're going to get nailed.
That's why I post on there all the time.
Somebody told me that there was actually a nice string about the podcast on there, which shocked me to no end.
Thanks. And then probably one shitty comment that we'd fixate on.
Well, that always happens. But anyway,
do you want to hear another fun story that I'm sure is bound to have great great comments on?
What's it on?
We haven't talked about Matthew Stafford and Kelly
Hall. Oh, yeah.
Kelly announced on Instagram that she's
talked about
pregnant.
The Lions game. We have too much stuff to talk about. We're going to have to limit it to Matt Stafford, and we're going to have to get out of here.
Stafford, who's having a career year.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's been great. But, yeah, so she's having she's pregnant. She announced on Instagram. And the Free Press article had a pile of comments.
Oh, God. This has got to be incredible.
People are just bad. there's 25 comments. And
I'm surprised there's only 25.
Well, it's only been up there for, I think, 2 days. So the first one right off the top is, well, I knew I shouldn't have clicked on the comments. 8 comments, and it's awful. 2 of my favorite moments ever finding out I was going to be a dad. Congrats to both of them.
What?
This person, this man, is hurt because some of the comments were mean.
Oh, get over yourself. Like, the Staffords are going to read the comments. By the way, these are the people. We sent them adorable, fabulous, classy wedding gifts, and they didn't even send us a fucking thank you note.
She's going to register.
Ooh, it's another chance to get a thank you note from the Lions quarterback.
She's got to have a baby shower, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Joey, did you hear that? That is your new
find the
assignment.
Cheapest thing on the registry.
Find her registry.
What do they owe us a thank you note for?
One is
wine something.
The wine chillers. Like
yeah,
you,
that's right.
They were bulldogs because he went.
I'm
to
get
Georgia.
Some napkins or something too.
And the other one was an all-purpose lid that fit.
Oh yeah.
Never got a thank you note.
No, an all-purpose lid. What would be better than an all-purpose lid?
Here's the first comment under the story. How was that news? I mean, I'm happy for him, but how was this news? It's the Free Press, and this is a response that it's the Free Press and the agenda they have against this team. They knew bringing something private out would call in all the trolls. Private, she announced that on her Instagram, dick.
God.
Let's see. I hope she, next comment. I hope she stops partying.
What?
First off.
What an asshole.
Off, she can party while she's pregnant if you want. And who are you to judge?
What do they mean, party? I mean, they hope she stops drinking and taking drugs?
That's what they really mean, but they have no proof that that's what she does. Because, you know, she's always posting pictures of her having a good time, which is kind of annoying.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's kind of annoying, but I don't know if she's ever
pregnant,
been...
though. I mean, like the quarter of like Matt Stafford's wife is going around hanging around bars doing shots and stuff while she's 6 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Take a look. You take a look. Look at her. Look at her words. You tell me what you think. I don't think so. I don't think so.
So what? It's not like they're going to be getting welfare or health care subsidies. Are you going to announce all women that are pregnant in the future?
What?
Well, in other words, there's plenty of women getting pregnant every day. So why just mention this one?
Are there many more good comments?
See, there's one that just wants them to sell the team.
There's something that's been getting a lot of activity on our Facebook page, and I have to bring it up before we go. It fits real nicely here, too.
Matthew Stafford, wife Kelly, expecting a baby. The Lions probably will not win in its lifetime either.
That's
from a woman.
Really?
Hey, Matt finally got something right. Congratulations.
Oh, God. They're so bad.
Thanks.
I knew this was going to be bad. I didn't think it would be this bad.
And there's the one that's, why did I click on this? Can we stop bashing the Lions for 5 minutes to enjoy a young family starting out in a new life in the world? I don't think so. Cue the haters in 3, 2, wait for it. They were already posting before, you idiot.
Oh, man.
And then this guy just had to go.
Funny, I'm like maddest at that guy just for being such a cornball.
Well, the next two, and then these are the last two. Congratulations to them. But I don't know them personally, so I could care less.
Oh, thanks for posting. That made a lot of sense.
And then Nancy Shoot just writes, do they live in Detroit?
What? Of course they don't live in Detroit. Where do you think they live?
Hey, Come on, Nancy. Why don't you use the Google machine? Because every time he buys a house, there's a story on it. No.
Well, since you bring up pregnant Kelly Stafford, perhaps we should bring up someone who was on the podcast last week, Mr. Ken Bone, who loves Prego porn, it turns out.
That's right.
Yes. Ken Bone, I mean, he was a hero when we talked to him, but in the days following, he quickly became outed as a complete ass on Reddit and some other places.
All right, the Prego porn is probably the worst thing about him, right?
Well, it's just weird. It's really weird.
No, it's disgusting.
Well, somebody brought up the fact that, they were surmising that it seems like you like a lot of porn, and you're hot for so-and-so, and he said, oh, yeah, she's hot. I've seen her butthole.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence's butthole.
Why did he have to bring up her butthole?
Because he saw it.
Couldn't he said, I've seen her nude, and she's hot or something?
Yeah, but it's the butthole. Yeah, I really want to get into her butthole. See that? Hey, let me see that butthole.
I love Jennifer Lawrence's butthole.
There's one thing Ken Bone likes. It's butthole. After all, my name is Ken Bone. But, you know, the thing that got a lot of traction with his past posts was the Trayvon Martin one, right?
Yeah.
Now, you and I...
That was shitty.
You and I both agree that Zimmerman is a total load and killed him, and
one of the things
we never justified in shooting him.
I will say this: I think I got ragged more for supporting Trayvon Martin than almost anything on the air.
Why?
At WRF, because people, the gun people.
Well, I don't care. It begins and ends.
They support Zimmerman.
He's not a cop.
No, I know it was ridiculous. He was told to not stop following the guy. We have police on the way. There's nothing for you to do. But no, he had to follow him, and I guarantee you he started that confrontation, and Trayvon Martin must have said, this is some racist motherfucker trying to tell me I can't go to my house, and he started to teach him a little lesson, but what he didn't know was that George Zimmerman had a gun and was happy to use it.
Yeah, I totally agree. But anyway, back to Bone. Bone!
Oh, you know what, Mark? I'm now looking at Jennifer Lawrence's butthole.
Oh, hang on. Time out.
Is this, I've forgotten. Is this in the Fappening?
Yeah.
I didn't know her butthole was in the Fappening. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Wow. She's so hot.
I mean, as buttholes go, I suppose.
All of that, man.
It's much superior to Hope Solo's butthole, that's for sure.
I gotta tell you, I would spank that a lot. And I will.
It's just so anatomical, my God.
What?
Picture.
What? I expect
a diagram. This is this.
Perineum, anus.
Feces comes out of here.
Sphincter.
Labia.
Minor. Majora.
Taurus.
Bone. Ken Bone.
But I was going to say, Ben, could I get a better close-up of that?
Maybe. Oh, this is
why did Ken Bone have to go there, by the way?
Here's the full comment on that picture. Maybe she should have been more careful with her picks, but the bad guys are still the ones who sought them out and looked at them. By which I mean guys like me. I saw her butthole. I liked it.
Why in the hell would he not be thinking, okay, I was on the debate. The whole world loves me. All I got to do is cash in on some stupid product or, you know, anything. I mean, there's so many ways I got cashed in. And he had to creep himself out in no time flat.
I know. The Prego porn, he called them beautiful human submarines. And then Bone was talking about another actress, and he said she had Japanese features, Brazilian curves, and she could rule the world or whatever. So Brandon and I were texting about it. I'm like, hey, Brandon, did you ever find out what the... Because Brandon's on Reddit all the time. Did you ever find out who he's talking about? And he gave her the name, and she's pretty hot. So Bone has good taste in women as long as they're not pregnant.
Oh, man. Some chick says, I want Ken Bone to make me Prego.
Yeah, because after people found out about this, they went in and they started commenting on, you know, Ken Bone's comments on Bone. Reddit. So, yeah.
He can't get anybody pregnant because we also found out that he had a vasectomy and that his sexual satisfaction is way up. So Bone is getting off like crazy.
No.
Bone.
We're going to make Ken Bone Prego again. Who the hell is that? What are they talking about?
Make America great again.
Oh, boy.
Bone.
I know. This is weird. I mean, like, I feel dumb for having him on now, and I'm sure Kimmel's going. Kimmel promised to have him on after the next debate.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I wonder if that's going to happen.
Done.
I would imagine so.
There's no way.
And they'll probably talk about it, too. Like, we were going to have Ken Bone on tonight.
But... You know what you should do is you get Jennifer Lawrence on the same show.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she'd be so excited.
She's got a great sense of humor.
Does she?
Well, she does. I don't think she would about the fappening.
Yeah, I doubt it. God, the fappening had so much stuff in it. I couldn't even keep track of it all.
They could show that picture and put Ken Bone's face over the butthole and the red sweater over the other part of the vagina.
How can there not be a meme with Bone in that picture?
Bone!
You expect that sort of stuff.
Speaking of media in the election, you see Stern came out and said he's not going to replay old Trump shows.
Yeah, I heard him this morning, actually.
I think that's kind of cool,
I totally understand what he's saying, and I think he's doing the right thing because what he's saying is, look, he's been a friend. He's been on the show. He came on to be entertaining, and he was. And now things are being used to make him look like a complete ass, and I think Howard... He knows Trump, and he likes him okay, you know, as a guy friend who's a guest occasionally. And he doesn't want to ruin him by bringing out everything he said that was inappropriate on the show, because it is the Howard Stern show, and people go on there and they talk about stuff.
Yeah, it's almost like burning a source in a way.
And he's not even for Trump.
No, not at all.
He's not going to vote for him.
But still, I thought that was cool that he came out and said that.
I agree with him.
We were talking about that. You know, we're surprised we haven't heard it since.
I expected, you know, because he has the page Sternthology, the station, and I thought they would have all Trump one weekend.
Yeah.
But no. I bet you after the election, there'll be a lot of Trump on there. All right, we got to wrap. This is a long-ass broadcast.
4 days packed into one.
I know. So anyway, thanks for stopping by. Tomorrow, I think I might... See if Maz can come on.
Oh, good. We can find out about the final home opener at the Joe.
And his countdown for the marathon. He missed the three.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a bunch of people.
What?
He did the countdown. He said went from 5 to 3.
What?
Yeah, in front of like 50,000 people.
Oh, I cannot wait to give him shit for that.
Yep.
Tommy.
Has he commented on that yet, anybody?
I'm going to buy him something with a big 3 on it. He's got a big 3.
4.
Oh, he skipped 4?
It's 4.
Oh, he skipped 4?
Yep. Yeah, it's like, I mean, he's really getting off on the countdown, too.
Was it because he was...
60 seconds!
Oh, was he? Where did you see this?
Somebody sent it to the Facebook page, didn't they?
Twitter, yeah.
Oh. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5... 3, 2, 1.
I mean, you would never, if you weren't listening, you would never know he missed something.
That's right up there with Dick Clark's countdown.
Oh, yeah, it might, well, Dick Clark's countdown.
Dick Clark had to keep up with the visual on the screen.
Oh, that was
it. It was right.
I hope Brandon copied all our Dick Clark stuff.
Yeah,
I should hope that he didn't, but I hope that he did.
Why? Wait a second. You don't feel bad. Look.
No, I don't feel bad. He did the job. He put himself out there after he had a stroke, and... somebody had to call him out.
I think my favorite was the very underrated part with Dick Clark in the New Year's Rockin' Eve is when he made out with his wife.
Oh, God. I love when he...
That's a thing only Ken Bone could beat off to.
You know what's really silly is when he's trying to give out little fun facts about the evening.
Yeah.
And just out of nowhere says, and it just sounds so ridiculous.
I like it when he's like, everybody's having a wonderful time. And you look, and it's like a shot of people freezing their asses off.
I still don't get why all those people go down there, especially when it's cold. I mean, how could you go to the bathroom?
Bucket list.
Seriously, how would you go to the bathroom? You're in the front of that whole thing for like 8 hours.
You can't.
People must take big jars down there or something.
What is it, Stadium Pal?
Everyone's Stadium Pal, or Depends.
Oh.
What if they panned to the ground and everyone had a giant full jar?
And then people watching it was like, how come everybody's got a pickle jar? Oh, that's not a pickle jar. That's actual feces and urine.
And they're just full to the top. Somebody's screwing a top on, putting it down. Some freak is drinking out of it. I love that Sam Kinison joke. You heard Sam Kinison talking about urinals?
No.
No. Even in a urinal where they had a ton of ice in the urinal.
Yeah, which is always weird. At a club, they dump all the ice in there. Yeah.
He just pictured some guy underneath the urinal with his mouth open. Going, oh, God, it's so cold. This is great.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Those last couple Sam Kinison CDs, I know they're old and some of the stuff is dated on them. They're so fucking funny, though. God, he was funny. That was a real loss.
What was that show? Was it, God, was it Nathan For You where they made the fake urinal in to bust people? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The fake.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I got to look it up. Maybe there might be one person out there. Nathan For You, one of the most underrated shows of all time.
Oh, God. You know, I don't know. I can't remember the fake urinal.
I think it was that one. Oh, well, whatever. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, there's Maz's countdown. I think it's a little ways in.
As he builds it up, he's like, 6 seconds, people.
Yeah.
He's getting the crowd pumped.
He's in love with himself.
Oh.
30 seconds? What is it? Couldn't even sound like Maz. There he is.
What?
He must be hearing about this big time.
Oh, he's going to.
Oh, yeah. No, that crowd is huge. The video, the person taking it. I mean, there's so many people in front of that person. I mean, that's got to be an incredible turnout, Jay. I mean, just to see all those people. I don't know how they get started without knocking everybody down.
Well, they let them out in waves of 1,000.
Oh, okay.
They let a wave out, and then they wait about 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and they let the next wave, and they go through.
What time do they start running?
It's just before 7 o'clock, like 6:45.
Oh. Are you at the start line?
Mm-hmm.
Was it cool?
Oh, yeah.
And then the wheelchair people go behind them?
They go first. They let the
Which
bikers.
Is fucking amazing.
Yeah, the bikers go first. They let them go
That's
out first.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Haul ass.
They do haul ass.
Yeah.
How fast do they do it? Do you know offhand?
I don't know off the top of my head, but they're hauling ass.
Yeah, they're flying.
They're flying through.
I want to drive the course. Let me drive it.
Come down and get you on a golf cart. You can drive it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's a good time.
What streets is that on?
Start finish is like at Fort and First Street.
And do they? What's the furthest away from there they go?
Well, I mean, if you're running the full marathon,
yeah.
I mean, they send you go into Canada across
That's
the bridge.
That's what I thought. Yeah, you go into Canada.
Yeah, you go across a bridge. You come back through the tunnel. You go down.
You come back through the tunnel?
Come back
really?
Through the tunnel, yep.
So there's no tunnel traffic for all that time?
They have to stop and wait at customs. Some people get pulled out.
I wonder how they do that, because somebody's bound to sneak into the States, just put on a number on their shirt, come running in with all their dope.
All right, can I have 3 minutes? I found what it was. It wasn't Nathan For You.
Yeah.
I couldn't have been further off. It was My Strange Criminal Addiction. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yes.
We used to just die at the
Absolutely.
Reenactments.
Jay, I know.
Can you pop me
that
up?
That was hilarious.
This is one of the creepiest stories I've ever heard. Yimbo. This is on Investigation Discovery.
Robert Wells believes he's found a fountain of youth that will prevent him from aging. Drinking the urine of young people.
Oh boy.
Look at JoJo.
He's devised methods of collecting the urine.
He's devised
without
methods.
The unwitting donors.
Now I remember.
About it.
I do remember this.
The reenactments are the best. There's people acting it out.
I know.
1993 Midwest theme park.
I wanted to get a fresher batch of urine. As opposed to it laying in a cup getting stale.
Yeah, oh, stale urine.
Can you pause this for a second?
Time to decompose.
Can you imagine the guy's agent goes, hey, I got a job for you.
This is the real guy talking, though. He's got glasses on and a hat so you won't know who he is.
Oh, the real guy isn't reenacting? The real guy is reenacting?
The real guy is being interviewed and telling the story.
Oh,
but
cool.
Then they do have they do have the reenactors.
But, I mean, so somebody got the call to reenact the person who likes to drink kids' urine.
I gotta say, man, if you're going to drink urine, it might as well be fresh, right? You don't want no stale.
No. Ugh.
Gross.
Robert seeking out fresh urine that
doctor.
Has just been excreted is
excreted.
Not unlike a heroin addict looking for the best,
it's very unlike
hit.
It. You dope.
Robert uses his design skills to create a new method to capture urine.
Capture it.
What it was a piece of black plastic with a hole cut into it.
The plastic will hide Wells' elaborate urine collecting system.
It's UCI. Wait, urine collecting, UCS. This reenactor's sitting at a drafting board holding
sure
up pieces of paper.
Small enough that they could urinate through it but not see me. And I had a tube that would receive the urine.
The tube will funnel fresh urine straight to Robert. To implement his new scheme, Robert poses as a maintenance worker in a theme park restroom.
He's taping this plastic over, like, the diaper-changing thing that comes
down. I told
him
that the toilets were not working.
So he puts out-of-order signs on all the toilets.
They would go through that plastic sheet.
That's genius.
Wait, hold on.
Necessity's a mother
mind,
invention.
I knew, going out and collecting urine is not morally correct.
I just went here earlier than today.
Don't mind me, I'm just fixing some pipes under here.
He goes, don't mind me, I'm fixing some pipes as he goes behind his little
collect
sheet.
It and to consume it.
Robert is not
consume
a pedophile.
It. You.
Robert has a delusional belief. His endgame is the urine. That is really all he wants.
That's when life's
that being
bad,
said,
when your endgame is the
Robert
urine.
Collecting urine could be very traumatizing to the children if they knew what he was doing.
There's the reenactor. The guy's sucking out a little plastic
tube. It doesn't take long
oh God.
For the plan to go completely awry.
I'm shocked.
When an impatient mother goes looking for her son.
His mother walked in, and that's when she saw me behind the screen. You know, I was just broken down to a point where I felt so bad about what I did, I didn't say anything.
What were you going to say? Hey, your
Robert
kid's urine was really good.
As a child sex
can I have some more? I'll buy it off you. Don't say anything. I'll just buy it from you.
I couldn't believe that they had created a charge like that out of collecting urine.
5 years in prison for that. For collecting urine.
That's a little extreme.
I know. That's what I mean. 5 years?
Anybody.
No, he never even saw his wiener.
I mean, why can't he just advertise that he needs urine to drink?
Well, it was 1993. He probably is
an experiment. I'm doing an experiment. I need lots of kids' urine.
He's probably fresh. He probably has a Craigslist listing now.
I mean, if you paid like $20 for a few ounces of urine, maybe people would answer your ad.
I think you're overpaying. $20? How many ounces are you talking
about? I don't know. I'm just figuring the money's got to be good or people are going to go, I'm not going to You've urinated that creep for $10. I'm holding out for more.
It's got
to
be fresh.
No, he needs it.
He's paying for it to be fresh. So you have to go to his house and urinate in a funnel. That's a little weird. So maybe $20 is about right.
Jay found what Sam Kinison Live from Hell. That is the best. Live from Hell is the best record. What part is it, Jay?
This particular video is just part four of it, but if you want, we can play and see if we can find the urinal bit.
Oh, it contains the urinal bit?
Yeah.
I guess we can.
Restroom. Where they had that long pee trough. The pee trough's ruined, folks. Come on. Guys, you know what I'm talking about. This is dehumanizing. You don't show your dick to your best friend. All of a sudden, you're there, no partitions on. You're just having it hanging out in front of everybody. Hey, how you doing? What's going on, huh? Some game, huh? How much you winning? Everybody's looking at your fucking dick. Especially if you're a celebrity, all right? They're just see what Kennison's got down there. Wow. Yeah, it's fucking, you women don't know. You guys have stalls. You have stalls that the Kurds would go, my God, it's apartments. These are condos. Kurds.
You're
giving 12 people in here. The Kurds would go nuts with one of your stalls, ladies. We don't get that. We get the fucking pee-trough. And there's ice in it. What the fuck is that about? There's ice in the pee-trough. I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. There's some sick fucking bastards out there, man. I don't know. There's not a guy on the other end of the drain going, oh, this is my dream. I don't know.
I didn't know he gargled.
There's a guy in Milwaukee eating human flesh, cutting off heads. The only way they were able to arrest this guy was there was a guy running down the street naked with handcuffs on with ranch dressing on his ass. Someone call 911. Jesus Christ! Ranch. He's looking at my ass like it's a spare rib. Will you call 911? He's trying to cook my ass into a butt steak. Will you call 911? There's fuckers out there that sick. Somebody's drinking pee. Trust me. Swear to God, it's all true. It's the truth. Deal with it. It's the truth. Ah. Oh. So anyway, I'm at the pee-trough. I'm taking a piss. This guy comes in about 82, something like that. Comes by, grabs the wall next to me to take a piss, and starts making these fucking noises. Starts going, oh. Oh. Like they're pulling a broom out of Mr. Ed's ass. Oh, Wilbur. Wilbur's unnecessary. Oh, it hurts.
I told you that's how they make Ed talk.
I'm sitting there going, what are these fucking noises about? Buddy! If it hurts to piss that bad, die. Lay down and die. It's downhill from here. Trust me, if it hurts to pee now, it's downhill. It's over. You peaked.
That's great.
Oh, God, great. Yeah. Yeah, I want your life. Yeah. Yeah, see, the Indians never went through that. The Indians were never war depends. The Indians knew when to die. The Indians would have went... Uh-oh, pee-pee hurt. Time to die. Pee-pee hurt. Time to leave tribe. Leave village. Go into the mountains. Talk to the Great Spirit. Pee-pee hurt. Indians, no! They didn't put on the pins and go out on the warpath. They fucking knew when to die. Sick of the fucking the pins bullshit. Die! Die already! When it's time to go, just go! Fuck! Shit, man. Party when you can. Rock till you drop. That's it. That's the law. Is that the law? That's right. I'm just trying to help folks. Trying to make it clear for everybody. That's all. And I'm happy. I'm happy to be here myself. I'm happy to be alive. What are you looking at? I'm making an album. Fuck you. And your shirt. I'm not quitting yet. Can I still go on a little longer? Is that all right?
No!
That's cool.
That reminds me of I don't know if you guys got a piss trough thing, but I remember one time after a Wings game, we went over to the post bar across from Kobo. Yeah.
I'm sure they have a wonderful smelling bathroom over there.
Well, and you know how that place is, standing room only. It's always packed.
Yeah,
you know,
always chair
and all of that. But we were in there, went in the men's room, take a piss, and they got the trough right there. There's myself and another guy. And we're, of course, standing as far apart as possible. But the line to the women's room is so fucking long. This one chick was so desperate and drunk, she just came in while we were pissing. and spun around, hiked her skirt up, and just like did a reverse squat.
Pulled back on it.
She had, nice. She had one hand on each of our shoulders. You know, hold her up so she could take a piss.
Sweet.
Grab her in the pussy.
Think of it.
Well, you're not famous.
Not yet.
Get away
now he would. All right, we're done. We'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy this. I hope you enjoyed this incredibly long.
How long was
successful
it?
Broadcast?
I don't even know.
Oh, it's about 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Gross.
Oh.